One of the things that I was going to say that kind of blessed me this morning was the first hymn, Blessed Be the Tide That Binds. Rosalie and I are having our 50th anniversary on the 21st, and this song we sang, or we participated, I'm not a big singer, but the guests at our wedding sang this song, and it's always been a real particular song in our minds, and it was very appropriate that Reg led us in that song this morning. Matt called me last night the 10 o'clock news wasn't quite on yet, and said, "Boy, Bill, I'm not feeling well." And I said, "You got COVID?" He said, no, I don't. But he said, I'm not going to be able to come over. Well, I called Mike Martin, and they're not home. And I thought, I'm not going to call people at 10 o'clock at night at this point. I'll figure out something. So Rosalie said, "What are you going to do?" And I said, "Well, I'm going to watch the news." And then I'll think about it. Well, she thought about it in the meantime, and she said, what topic are you interested in doing? And I said, "Well, when we had ministry and counsel a couple of weeks ago, I did devotions on worry and stress. And this is just a little short devotion." I said, "Maybe we can expand on that." And so it wasn't 30 seconds later, and she was on her phone, and she says, "I found something." And let me grab this over here. And it was with a Faith Life Sermons. And Joe and I were talking about this morning, that might be something that we kind of have in the back of our mind. So if this happens again another time, they have it in video, and they have it in print. So we printed it off. And it talks about stress and worry in our lives. Right now, there seems to be perhaps more stress and worry in our lives than in past years. But I do remember back in the early 50s, when I was a young fella going to grade school, polio was a big deal. It was a pandemic. Similar to COVID, some people got really, really sick. Spent months in the hospital. Some didn't come out. Same thing with COVID. Some spend a lot of time in the hospital, and there are quite a few deaths in it nationwide. Right now seems to be another peak pushing up with COVID. The thing that it compares with polio is that some people got really, really sick. Some people got it and weren't really, really sick. We have friends who are in the hospital right now with COVID. We have other friends who, they kind of got a bad cold, but they're positive on the test. So it's similar. Neither polio nor COVID-19 had a vaccine at the time. So we're working through this thing again, but it does give families some extra stress, some extra worry, besides the things that we normally have. So the topic of this, the title by the author is Thankful in Everything. And I need to give credit to the author. His name is Jeff Addison. He's a senior pastor. Now, some of you will like this part more than others, perhaps, but he's with the Southern Baptist Convention. Now, I don't know what the convention means. Do you know, Joe? Evidently, it's a group of important people. They call him a senior pastor, so I need to give him credit for this. And some of the pronouns I change as we go through here a little bit. And if I did his full 10-page thing, we'd be here till noon. We're not going to do that. But I do want to give credit to him, because he talks about the stress, he talks about the worry in our lives, and how these can affect our walk with the Lord. And he stresses how we should work with this. We start out in Thessalonians 5:18, and gives thanks to all the circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. In just a few weeks, we'll be celebrating Thanksgiving. A few weeks later, we'll be celebrating Christmas. And so how can we be thankful in tough times? Some families are not going to be celebrating like they normally do. When the economy is not good, some people say the economy right now is not good. It is not good for some people. But when you drive around and you look at these businesses from Marshalltown to Ames to Des Moines, there's big signs on these businesses saying, hey, come in and fill out an application for employment. People or businesses are needing people. So there's perhaps a light at the end of the tunnel. We just haven't really totally seen it yet. But when things aren't going our way, how can we be thankful in these tough times? When it seems our world is crumbling and falling apart, and that's kind of how it looks in the fringe. But with the Lord's help, that's not going to happen. And in Philippians 4, Paul says, may you always be joyful in your life in the Lord. And the author then says, is that possible? Is it possible to always be joyful? We know the people who are. They're fun to be around. Sometimes they wear you out. They're so joyful. But that's something that's possible. And our author says it is possible. It's always possible to be joyful, no matter what the circumstances. We need to learn to celebrate the life that God has given us and be thankful in the things that we do have. The Bible tells us that God has given us everything that we need to live and to enjoy. Rejoicing in the Lord is simply celebrating what God has done for us. We have a lot of blessings. We're human beings, so we're always asking for more. But we have a lot of blessings right now. And we need to give the Lord thanks for that on a daily basis. Nothing in a shorter supply today than rejoicing. He says we need to do that more often. In our world today, there seems to be a lot of stress and worry in the hearts and in the minds of people. I think that's a big statement. Lots of times it is just in our minds. If we sit down, pause for a moment, visit with the Lord, that kind of goes away. So don't forget to do that. You can be in a tractor cab. You can be in a truck cab. You can be at home. A little quick prayer is what we need oftentimes. Our author says, many people are so stressed out when they come to church that they can't enjoy God's presence and God's power. While they may be at church physically, their minds are somewhere else. Sometimes Bill is that way too. You get to counting the bales, or you get to counting the gee whiz. I got two meetings Monday morning and two on Tuesday, and then I got to get back to what Matt's talking about. And that's human nature. That's just the way we're put together, I think. They may be worried about something at home, as I just suggested, something on the job. Many other things. They find it hard to be thankful during tough times. However, the author says, I am convinced that we can be thankful regardless of our circumstances. Thankful in a state of mind that we choose to have. It is a lifestyle that we can choose to live. We can choose to be joyful. We can choose to be thankful. The blessings are there. We just have to do that. There's the psalmist that says that, according to our author here, this is the day the Lord has made, and we'll be glad. And he says, and we will be glad and rejoice in it. We can have a thankful mind, live a life of thanksgiving. We will do as God has instructed us to do. He goes on to say that in Philippians 4, 6, it talks about being anxious. Now, anxious is really another word for someone who's being stressed. And it says, being anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So what they're saying is we need to pray. We need to talk to God. But supplication is a little, it brings prayer a little bit deeper. That says you need to ask God for things in humility. Don't ask God and being flippant about it. Human beings have to be have a little humility, and that's supplication. So we need to remember to ask God for a little help as we go along. And the next one here is 4:7, and it says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ." In this very short passage, we have four keys to surviving stress. They are very simple to say. They're more difficult to apply. Number one, worry about nothing. Now that's tough. Worry about nothing. Number two, pray about everything. Number three, thank God in all things. So we have two kinds of prayer here. We're having prayer that is we're thanking the Lord for this blessing. We're thanking the Lord for this help. Sometimes we forget to thank the Lord. We're just asking the Lord. But there's two kinds of things. And then it says for the fourth step, think about the right things. And I'm not just sure what the author was meaning there, but I'll just leave that open. Down then, the author talks about the facts about worry. He says 40% of your worries never happen. So there's 40% of them that you don't even have to worry about. So out of 10 worries, 40% aren't going to happen. Throw them out of your mind. Don't need that little space in your mind worrying about that. Next, 30% of your worries concern the past. Worry cannot change the past. Worry cannot control the future. And I know there's times, I'm sure I'm not the only one, but I get to thinking sometimes, I thought, gee whiz, I didn't spend enough time with my Grandpa Patton. I didn't spend enough time with my Grandma Jekyll. On and on. And it's almost a worry. Gee, I should have done that. I wish I could go back and redo that. Or I wish I could have spent more time with my children at a certain age. I should have played more baseball with them. We can't go back and redo that. So worries in the past, we can't control. So there's 30% there. There's 40% of worries that never happen. Add that together, there's 70% of our worries we can just cast aside. Now, our day should be getting better now. We got rid of 70% of our worries. 12% of our worries, according to our author, are needless health concerns. Now, that's tough. Because a lot of, you know, we say get up in the morning and, gee, something hurts that didn't hurt before. So we worry about that. He calls us hypochondriacs. He said, did you hear about the hypochondriac who had written on his tombstone, "I told you I was sick"? You know, and it's tough. Someone can write things for us to do, but sometimes that's hard to follow through with. 10% of our worries are insignificant. He says they're petty issues. So when we add all of them up, only 8% of our worries are actual, legitimate concerns. Worrying doesn't change anything. It's stewing without doing. And that's true. That's true. The key to reducing stress in your life is live one day at a time. Don't worry about tomorrow. Just focus on today. Focus on today's issues and problems and let God take care of them. Worry about nothing. God is saying, I will take care of you one day at a time. Okay, we're getting close to my end here, so we're going to close a little bit early probably. Maybe we could sing an extra song too. But the author then closes with, so each day, taking one step at a time, we should pray for God's word to guide us. Read or listen to God's word. Meditate on God's word when the problems and worries and anxieties of life come along. The secret to giving things over to Christ is really no secret at all. It's simply asking Jesus to take our burden and be our Savior, as well as submitting to Jesus as our Lord in day-to-day living. And by doing this, we can truly live a life without worry and a life that is thankful in everything. Now, I told Joe, don't let me forget something this morning. So he's going to, you're on call. So let's pause for a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the ability of us to be able to come and be with you today. We thank you for the computers and things that allow the church's messages to go on out into the air of space, and people can be with us that way. But be with us this week. Help us with our stresses of life, our worries. Take them away. Let us continue to work for you, and we will do our best to continue to be with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.